Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And wow, a lot has happened over the last week.
Lots going on out there in the world.
Yeah, there sure is, especially down south, Katrina way.
You know, we're hearing a lot of good stories, but there's a lot of bad that's going on too, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show.
And unfortunately, it's affecting a lot of the animals. A lot of stories about animals, good and bad.
But yes.
Apparently, police are not allowing people to evacuate with their animals.
They're making them leave them behind. How can they do that?
And the stories get even worse. Some animals even being shot as they're left behind.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we have all the details. What's happened to us here at Animal Radio? Well, we've gone from being the number one radio show on 90-plus stations across the country to being the number one full-time, 365 days a year, 24-hour. Unbelievable.
Woo-hoo.
Full-time animal channel, the first in America. And that, of course, means that we have to report to you all the news, a lot of it from Katrina this week, some good, some bad. But we still have the phones open. 1-866-405-8405. Hi, Animal Radio, who's this?
This is Joan Cobb. How are you?
Joan, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Salem, Oregon, but we've only been here for like 10 months.
Salem, Oregon. Where are you listening to Animal Radio in Salem?
In my home, on the internet.
Oh, on the internet. Okay. Very good. Very good. And you moved from where?
From Jacksonville, Florida.
Jackson? That's kind of a long
haul.
Yes, it is.
Did you bring any animals with you?
I did. I brought my service dog, my first service dog. And since moving here, I've gotten a second service dog.
Oh, wow.
So I used two at one time. And in Florida, we never had a radio a show like this.
Oh, really?
Now it's all you guys' fault. I'll never get any more housework done since you've gone on 365.
Yes.
Oh, no.
My butt's going to lap over the seat on both sides from listening to you guys on the internet all the time.
I guess that's good.
That's good.
So you move with two animals. Now you have a service dog. Are you blind?
No, I'm not. I have invisible disabilities. I have I'm like monoocular, which means I only see from one eye.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I have ocular migraines in my good eye.
Ooh.
Plus, I have two bad knees from torn meniscus, and I have osteoarthritis in both those knees.
And so what do the dogs do?
The small dog alerts me to the onset of the ocular migraines,
uh-huh,
in addition to the panic attacks and the PTSD.
Okay.
The large dog retrieves dropped items. He also alerts to the panic attacks and the PTSD.
Wow.
At a later time, he'll be bracing and counterbalancing.
I can't believe, I don't think I've spoken to anyone who has two service dogs. That's amazing.
Yes.
We're going to send them some goodies if that's okay with you.
Oh, I would love that.
And we'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway.
I would love that even more.
Okay. Hold on one second, okay?
Thank you.
You have on line two Ann Hale, and she's collecting blood for animals. Is that correct?
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Sounds busy in the background.
Well, we're in the exhibit hall of the International Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care Meeting. So,
oh,
yes.
Is this a yearly meeting that's come up during Katrina?
Yes, this was an annual scheduled event. It's where most of the criticalist and emergency care veterinarians across the nation come once a year.
Well, now you're the director of the blood bank about 25 miles southeast of Lansing, the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association. Is that correct?
Well, actually, our blood bank's name is Midwest Animal Blood Services.
Okay.
But I'm also the current president of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association.
Very good. Big job. I'm sure it leaves you no social life. What is going on with the blood bank now with Katrina? How is that being involved? What animals are needing blood?
Well, we have been contacted by both the veterinary medical assistance teams, which are the Department of Homeland Security federal group of veterinarians who volunteer their time. They were deployed last Saturday to go down and assess the situation. They tell us that they have about 1,000 animals that are in need of assistance, and of those, some of them are heat stroke victims,
uh-huh,
trauma victims, and those were requiring blood products. So we have shipped as much of our available resource down to Louisiana State University's Vet School, which is coordinating most of the health care in Baton Rouge, and they're utilizing those products for those needs.
Are you in need of blood now?
Yes, we are. Unfortunately, the veterinary blood banks are live pretty close to the edge as far as being able to supply on a routine basis, mm-hmm. and this sudden need has really generated a great demand that we can't reach. So we are setting up additional volunteer drives in the Michigan area, and I know other blood banks across the nation are doing the same to help provide.
Okay, we have lots of listeners in the Michigan area, so if someone wanted to donate or volunteer their animal to donate blood, which I would talk to your animal first about doing that. I would just, you know, hey, listen, buddy, let's help some animals out. What would be the next procedure?
Well, what I would recommend is that they go to our website, which is MidwestABS.com, and that lists all of the upcoming blood drives. It also gives the requirements that we have for being a blood donor. So we do have age requirements and weight requirements. 1 to 7 years old and 50 pounds or greater, and if they're interested in the donation process, it also details that.
When blood's drawn, is it different for cats than it is for dogs?
Yes, cats do require either sedation or anesthesia, uh-huh. and so at this point in time, we're not accepting new volunteer cat donors, just dog donors.
They do really well, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do great. And it's, you know, it's such a valuable thing to offer if you have healthy pets who can participate now for those who obviously are in need.
And how many animals do you think are in need again?
Well, we know that from the Baton Rouge facility alone that they have 1,000 animals that they are currently housing that were displaced or left behind by their owners because mm-hmm. of shelter requirements. So quite a few.
If an animal suffers from heat stroke, that's a requirement that it needs blood?
Well, oftentimes, because the animals have been left out in the environment for so long, they come to us in very critical condition. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, they will require a plasma transfusion
wow.
in order to survive.
Wow.
We've been talking a lot about the dogs and cats. What about the large farm animals?
Well, this shelter is also providing for large animals and also exotics. I understand there are a few parrots, some rats, and other small mammals that have been rescued from the New Orleans area. And there are certainly a large number of horses and mules as well. Most of those actually, large animal-wise, came through the storm quite well. Mm-hmm. But were displaced as far as, obviously, the water overtook where they normally live. So they're staying at the shelter.
Wow.
I just found out that besides your facility, there are other animal blood banks located in Maryland. So if you're listening on WCTR or WHAN, heaven's sakes, I remember all the call letters, in Maryland, listen up. In Florida, in Texas, if you're listening in Brownsville, or any of our animal radio affiliates in Texas, Indiana, Colorado, or California. Lots of affiliates in California if you want to help out. There are blood facilities there. How would people go about finding those facilities, do you think? Internet?
Internet, certainly. If you go in and type in into any search engine, animal blood banks, you'll get a list of folks who are available. And certainly contact your regular veterinarian. They certainly know who in their area is working with the blood bank and can put you in touch with somebody who can take your pet's donation.
Very good.
We appreciate your time today, Ann. The Midwest Animal Blood Services, the website
www.midwestabs.com.
Okay, we'll put a link from animalradio.com. We'll let you get back to your conference.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Give your pet the very best from head to tail. VMX Pet Vantage is a premium brand available only at pet stores, committed to providing your pets with superior innovative products. From toys to shampoos and conditioners to oral hygiene, nobody can compare to VMX Pet Vantage. For instance, did you know that the Veterinary Dental Society has determined that 80% of dogs over the age of 3 have periodontal disease? VMX Pet Vantage oral hygiene products can help. Take the VMX Pet Vantage electric toothbrush. It reduces tartar by 85% and plaque by 33% after just 3 weeks. How about rawhide? The VMX Pet Vantage flavor infused chew dent is not dipped or sprayed with flavor. Flavor is infused throughout the chew. This provides long lasting flavor, which entices your dog to chew longer and increases the dental health benefit. And when chewed, it reduces plaque by 54%. So look for the VMX Pet Vantage products at your favorite pet store. VMX Pet Vantage, the very best from head to tail.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
It was a shock to find out that our cat Jake has chronic kidney disease. Still, we're lucky. Our vet started Jake on a renal support program that includes Apacadin, a new nutritional supplement that helps support normal kidney function. Jake even loves the taste of Apacadin powder. If your dog or cat has chronic kidney disease, take heart. It is possible to slow down the disease and to help your pet feel better and live longer. Ask your veterinarian about Apacadin, the renal function protectant.
I guess, Doc, what I'm saying is I've got behavior problems.
Yes.
I'm nervous all the time, running in circles, barking.
Well, you are a golden retriever.
But it's bark, bark, bark for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I tear things up. I ate some kid's homework.
Oh, so you chewed up some paper.
It was on his laptop.
Oh.
I jump on people, mm-hmm. knock Grandma flat.
Ouch.
Now I have to stay out in the backyard. Next stop's the pound, Doc.
Well, I have something to help.
You do?
Comfort Zone with DAP. I'm plugging this DAP diffuser into the wall. Now take a deep breath. Remember the peace and security you felt around your mother when you were a puppy?
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Your mother gave off a special pheromone that comforted and reassured you.
She did, she did.
Comfort Zone reproduces that feeling. No more barking or tearing things up.
Yeah, and I could be with my family again.
Mm-hmm, good boy. Here, now take them my bill.
Comfort Zone with DAP helps control destructive dog behavior with calming pheromones, just like Mom used to make. Get more details at PetSmart, Petco, Doctors Foster and Smith, PetComfortZone.com, or your favorite pet shop.
Hi, this is Stalker Channing. Did you know that millions of animals are euthanized every year in the United States just because they don't have a home? But we can help prevent that by simply spaying or neutering our pets. Call 1-888-PETS-911 and you'll find out everything you need to know about why it's important and where to spay and neuter your pets. Call PETS 911 today.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of PETS911.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Among the thousands of crushing moments from the deadly hurricane, one image brought the anguish home to many. You may have seen this on TV or heard about it. A tearful little boy torn from his dog while being shuttled to safety. It tugged at the heartstrings, prompting an outpouring from pretty much everybody in the country who knows about the story.
I'm sure everybody's heard.
It's a boy and his dog, Snowball. And at this point now, we're still hoping for a reunion. Now, they've been scouring shelters, posting notes on the internet, making phone calls to try to track them down. One woman set up a website to help people pair up pets with their owners.
Wow.
Which is really cool. We'll talk to her in just a second. The story, if you haven't heard, the boy was among thousands who ended up sheltered at the Superdome after the hurricane. But when he went to board the bus to be evacuated to Houston, a police officer took the dog away, and the boy cried out. He was so distressed, apparently he vomited. And at this point, no one knows where the boy or his family is. And that's the latest news. We'll find out if that really is the latest in just a couple of seconds here. On the phone, we have Jean Jones. She's put together a website, a great website, I got to say, KatrinaFoundPets.com. KatrinaFoundPets.com. Jean, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Hi, Jean. Well.
You did this pretty fast.
Yes, I did. I am used to putting up pictures of dogs on our other website, puppymillrescue.com, and I put it up within a few hours.
And what made you do this?
I saw the devastation, and I saw the actual footage of the little dog Snowball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I just had to do something.
Now, there's rumor...
I just had to help.
There's rumor that Snowball is in Los Angeles at the LASPCA. Have you heard that?
No. In fact, 10 minutes ago, I was on the telephone with the U.S. Department of Agriculture veterinarian, Terry Conger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who is at Ground Zero.
Okay.
They have not found Snowball.
Okay, not yet. Okay.
No.
Do they know who the little boy is? Have they found the little boy?
No. He said he has not. He didn't even know about the reward that's offered either that we have collected from the American people yesterday.
And how much is that reward now?
We have the reward for finding Snowball is $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the reward for the, we're going to also, we got so many people donating, we got $10,000 to give to the family.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that Snowball and his family can be reunited.
Uh-huh.
What? So we expect his family to be in a shelter somewhere. So they couldn't take Snowball back anyway unless they had money to find somewhere to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your website, KatrinaFoundPets.com. How many animals are up there right now, and where are you getting these all the reports?
We also have a Yahoo group, mm-hmm. And it's called Katrina Pet Rescue Info.
Okay.
We started that at the same time, and I think there's over 1,000 members joined in the last few days. And they're just funneling information into that Yahoo groups. And once I get the information on there, if it's very important, then I put it onto the website, KatrinaFoundPets.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have very few pictures. I think we have just a couple of dogs, three or four dogs at the moment, because people are in shelters.
Yeah.
And they don't have the ability to send us pictures of their pets.
Right.
The shelters that are finding the pets, they're so busy, they haven't had time to catalog and send us photographs yet. But we will have that. It will develop as we go along.
Well, many of the animals, the dogs, the cats, the ferrets, and the birds that the police collected at the Superdome were herded into a stairwell until the human evacuation was complete. Of the 50 animals rescued from the Superdome on Sunday, not all of them survived, unfortunately. How many animals, how many reports would you say you have received, and what kind of reaction are you getting?
We heard there were 6 to 10 dogs that did not survive.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know if any of those dogs were Snowball.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction from the American public is incredible. They just want to help. And we have set up on our website a link to a foster list. And we've had thousands of people are filling out foster applications that we're handing over to rescue groups in different states so that they can foster these dogs that are now in the shelters there.
Okay. Your website, Puppy, what is your other website?
The original website is puppymillrescue.com.
What is that about?
We rescue dogs from puppy mills. Those are the breeding establishments that supply 90% of the dogs in pet stores.
How do you rescue them?
We actually go undercover a lot of times to rescue
that's,
them.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like... So you free them.
Yes, yeah, but legally. Legally.
Okay.
We go undercover very, very often. But there are also puppy mill auctions where the puppy millers or the breeders are getting rid of their old stock. And we'll go also undercover into those and
And you purchase them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll take them out of the breeding cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And put them on our website and show what a horrible life these poor little creatures have to leave. Have to lead in the mills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in terrible shape, most of them.
Do you find that they're still adoptable?
Oh, yes.
They're very loving and very forgiving.
Oh, my goodness, they're so forgiving. The people that adopt these, they often adopt more and more and more because they say they're the most incredible animals. Once they understand that they're free and they're safe and they're loved, they're amazing little creatures.
They are wonderful, huh?
Mm-hmm. They are.
KatrinaFoundPets.com, and you can see the story about Snowball and little pictures.
And I also wanted to let you both know that everybody that works for us are volunteers. We have no payroll, never have, never will.
You're a 501c, I understand.
We are. We tax any donation is tax deductible, and everything goes back to the animals, the pets.
Very good.
There's other news that comes out of the South tonight about the pit bull story. Can you tell us what that's all about, Judy?
Well, yeah, the cops at the St. Bernard Parish, they're still evacuating people and they're not taking no for an answer. And nor are they taking dogs that they say that are too big or too dangerous. And this personally affected one of the evacuees, Marie Miller, leaving her on the verge of tears. She had arrived with two mixed pit bulls as well as one little chihuahua whom her daughter was holding. She had gone inside the parish to collect clothes and personal papers when all of a sudden she heard this boom, boom. She started screaming and said, you know, they shot our dogs. And actually at that time, one of her dogs came running inside with blood all over him. She was distraught. Her husband and daughter were distraught. They then removed them and had them go to a local warehouse that they dubbed Camp Katrina. And Shannon, her daughter, was able to hang on to their little dog, Chihuahua Sassy, because it was a small dog. And she said, while she didn't get to see what happened to her other dogs, she knew that they had been shot in the head. So she was very distraught at this new camp. Tim McGraw, the country singer, was actually there, but the daughter, Shannon, was not interested.
Of course not.
She was too upset about what happened, could not believe that they had done this to their two dogs.
A lot of bad words about the police in New Orleans and how they're treating the animals and not allowing the animals to come out and even shooting them. We don't know the validity of any of these. We're just reporting them, right?
Yes.
But this seems to be one of those stories that we have heard a lot about, and there's more stories as well as some good stories right around the corner right here on Animal Radio. So just stick around, okay? Animal Radio is brought to you by VMX Pet Vantage full product line. It covers your canine's pet supply needs, providing grooming aids and a wide range of oral hygiene products and a fun selection of toys. Animal Radio is brought to you by Lowe's. The pet room service menus at each Lowe's hotel, developed and approved by a licensed veterinarian, offer proper nutrition to help pets deal with travel stress. Each pet menu offers cats and dogs specialties. Health-conscious pets will be pleased to note vegetarian entrees. It's Lowe's Hotels.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by Comfort Zone. Don't forget to visit the Comfort Zone booth at the San Diego Pet Expo on December 10th and 11th, where you can pick up on all kinds of gifts, including Comfort Zone with DAP for dogs and Feel Away for cats.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by NSLF. Feline herpes virus is one of the most common and most contagious infections in cats. It's also incurable. The good news is now there's a safe, effective, and easy way to manage feline herpes virus. Ask your veterinarian about NSLF, the next best thing to a cure. Also, VMX Pet Vantage. To keep your pet clean and smelling fresh, VMX Pet Vantage offers a line of premium shampoos, conditioners, and grooming aids for your dog's every need. Thanks, gang.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
James Bias?
Yes.
Hal Abrams. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Hal. How are you?
Very well. Is it James or Jim?
James. James is fine.
Very well.
If it's Jim, it's a salesperson calling me, you know?
The big cheese at the SPCA, or the big dog at the SPCA.
The top dog.
The top dog.
Yeah.
You guys are always in the news because, well, you're doing all kinds of great stuff. And among the latest, well, is a little bit of rescue work down Katrina Way and Ground Zero. What are you guys doing?
Well, we have three people that are in New Orleans today that are helping with the rescue efforts there at, if you want to call it, Ground Zero.
Okay.
We also have some staff that are assisting the Houston SPCA with the number of animals that they're inundated with down there. And then we have a number of our foster homes up here in the Dallas area that are fostering animals that for evacuees that are staying in the different shelters or hotels where pets are not allowed.
There are a lot of animals left homeless after this. Is that correct?
You know, we're told that right now the state of Louisiana would like to keep all of the animals that are currently being rescued in the state of Louisiana for at least 15 days.
Sure, so people
after
can
that,
identify
15
them.
Days, if they're not reclaimed by the owners, then we're going to be looking at probably just a mass spread of these animals across the United States to find homes for them.
Uh-huh. How many of these animals or what percentage do you think owners will be looking for them?
And, you know, it's hard to say. I know that on a daily basis, shelters are inundated with animals that are given up for various reasons. And I expect that a number of these people who have an animal that was left behind or loose may just say, you know what, I'm not, you know, I was going to get rid of the pet already.
Yeah.
I think many other people might say, you know, it's going to be 6 months to a year or more, or my conditions are not to where I can get that pet back. And they may be inclined to, again, just let them go through the adoption process. Only time is going
to
tell.
Yeah, 15 days is really not enough time to get your life back together and get set up where you're able to care for
your animal. However, it is enough time to identify the animal and know where it is and
exactly.
And find.
Once we get these pets identified, if we can connect an owner to one of these animals, then I think that we've got an outpouring of foster homes
temporary.
Who would be more than willing to house these animals for people, just like we're doing right now for the evacuees.
I understand that microchips have played a big part in reuniting people. Do you find this to be true at all?
Well, we've not gotten any positive microchip reads on any of the animals coming in, and it might just be geographically.
Okay.
Louisiana is not a strong microchip state, but there are certainly other states like Florida that deals with disasters, and microchips play a strong part that, you know, I think that it's probably stronger there than what we're seeing in Louisiana.
How many animals do you have so far?
Well, we've had over 100 animals that have come in through evacuees that are in our foster system. We took another 100-plus last week from the Houston SPCA that were animals up for adoption, you know, pre-Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, some of those actually came from Louisiana SPCA, too, before the hurricane hit. We took those and brought those up to the North Texas area to help increase their capacity down there to deal with the hundreds that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
While you guys are very big and you're always involved in all kinds of things, this still puts an enormous strain on your resources, right?
It does. I think it's putting a strain on everybody's resources, but I'm also happy to say we've had a tremendous outpouring of support from people who want to foster, who have come down to adopt from the shelter to help decrease our load, and we're thrilled to see that, and we're trying to encourage people to, you know, not only support the SPCA of Texas, but also support the Louisiana SPCA and the Mississippi shelters. I mean, they've got a long road ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. Very well. And if somebody wants to support you, they can go to www.spca.org.
That's correct.
One of those domains that they got back when the internet was really starting.
1996, if you can.
I don't think it's going to take off. You know, they say big things. This Al Gore guy said that it's going to go places.
You know, was it worth that $24.95?
I don't know.
I don't know.
James, we appreciate your time and all everything that you've done for the animals.
Well, thank you so much, and keep up the good work in getting this information out.
You too.
Thank you.
We have more Katrina information on the way on Animal Radio. Stick around.
Give your pet the very best from head to tail. VMX Pet Vantage is a premium brand available only at pet stores, committed to providing your pets with superior, innovative products. From toys to shampoos and conditioners to oral hygiene, nobody can compare to VMX Pet Vantage. For instance, did you know that the Veterinary Dental Society has determined that 80% of dogs over the age of 3 have periodontal disease? VMX Pet Vantage oral hygiene products can help. For instance, the VMX Pet Vantage NutriClean Chew reduces tartar by 83% and plaque by 52% because of its unique texture. And it's filled with a soft, delicious filling that entices dogs to chew longer, getting the maximum dental health benefit. Plus, they come in three distinct varieties. One for joint health, one that helps convert fat to energy, and a third that's vitamin enriched. So look for VMX Pet Vantage products at your favorite pet store. VMX Pet Vantage, the very best from head to tail.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You know, I feel so sorry for people who don't have dog and cat hair on them because they must be so lonely.
Exactly.
A person without hair is a lonely person. And you're a very hairy person, Darlene, aren't you? I mean, you... You wear
now, my
a lot
life is kind of hair raising.
Yes,
every
it
so
is.
Often.
You know, speaking of hair raising, I wanted to welcome the new station WIBR in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But unfortunately, just as they start Animal Radio, this Katrina thing comes along. And I still welcome them, but they have a lot going on in their life right now. But I wanted to take this time to help others prepare for what could be tragedies like hurricanes, because so much can happen at that time, right? Is that what we're talking about today?
Yeah, how to prepare your pets for emergencies.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was barking up the right tree there. It got very quiet all of a sudden.
Well, you were waxing poetic.
Yes, I would. No, I never wax poetic, but...
Just take the compliment and move along, Al.
Yeah, okay. What can we do to prepare for something like this? We had so much advance notice last time.
You know, the worst of it is you can prepare and prepare, but still, I mean, you know, a lot of people were caught kind of short. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you really should do is while you're thinking of bottled water for yourself, think about it for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that your pets are not only wearing a tag on a collar, but are either microchipped or tattooed.
Because they could get lost now.
If they get lost, you need a permanent form of identification.
Mm-hmm.
How much water should we be bringing with us? I mean, that stuff's
heavy. As much
heavy
as you can manage, because don't forget you're going to need it too.
Okay.
And then when it runs out and you're in short supply, tough luck.
Well, that's what I see they're complaining about down there in Louisiana. Everybody's saying we have no water, we have no food.
It's awful. You also want to take your dog and cat's regular food and put it into plastic airtight little bags, like Ziploc bags.
Because everything's going to be wet, wet, wet.
Exactly. So you want to be sure you've got that. Make sure you've got an up-to-date photo of your pet in case it gets separated from you.
Yeah.
You want to be sure they're up-to-date on vaccines. There's a lot of talk today. Too many people are ignoring vaccines, saying they're causing problems.
Right.
They're also blaming vaccines for genetic problems. Isn't that special? Without vaccinations, we're going to end up with rampant disease. So talk to your veterinarian and make sure that for your lifestyle, your breed, the place where you live, that your animal is receiving the right vaccinations and is up to date on them, because you certainly, you know, there's going to be so much disease now.
Right.
Among humans as well. Why would it not be among the animals as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that. But your doctor, your veterinarian can tell you which vaccinations you really, really need.
That's exactly right. And it's very important. Make sure you have a good, safe carrier for your pets. Transporting them is not going to be all that easy. A lot of places, I don't understand. People thought they could get back to their homes. And I don't even want to think about what's happened to those animals. I just heard a report, whether it's true or not, that there are orders that if there are stray animals roaming around, they should shoot to kill.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that's true. I have not gotten it confirmed yet. It's just a nightmare to me. Of course, they're doing nothing about these looters who are stealing plasma TV sets. Well, it's not like they're stealing food to feed their families, you know.
Yeah, taking advantage.
It's like so little, so late.
They're stealing guns and plasma TVs.
Now,
but they want to, you know.
What can you do if you're not at home when something strikes? What preparedness can you do for your pet?
I would hope there would be enough food and water out. I don't like to see animals left alone for very long, because you never know what can happen, including your house could, God forbid, burn down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a natural disaster. Anything can happen. So you want to arrange to have one of those signs on the windows that says you've got pets inside.
Mm-hmm.
Arrange with a neighbor. Let them know you're going to be out, especially if there's a natural disaster coming. Or go out on shifts. But make sure if there's something like this coming, batten down the hatches and get out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's any chance that something like this is going to happen, people want to stay with their homes. They would have been much better off putting the family in the car and going to friends, to relatives, just drive.
Mm-hmm. If they tell you to evacuate, you need to get out.
You really need to take it seriously. Get out and get out early. Because everybody else is going to be trying to get out late. Do you really want to get caught in that? Be smart. A house is just a house. Yes, you may miss things, but
your dog
your life
is one
and your
of
animal's
a
lives are worth a whole lot more
Absolutely.
Than a building.
Well said, I'd say.
Yes.
DarleneArden.com is the website. You can get there from AnimalRadio.com. You know we're live now, 24/7, Darlene.
That's so exciting.
Very exciting stuff. So you can be heard all the time, 24/7 now from Animal
24/7
Radio.
Around the world. Anybody with a computer
anytime
anywhere in the world can hear lots of good animal
and
stuff.
And I'll tell you, they let anybody have a computer these days.
That's true.
They let anybody have a radio show these days, too.
Ain't that for sure. This is Animal Radio on Animal Radio Network.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Stalker Channing. Did you know that millions of animals are euthanized every year in the United States just because they don't have a home? But we can help prevent that by simply spaying or neutering our pets. Call 1-888-PETS-911 and you'll find out everything you need to know about why it's important and where to spay and neuter your pets. Call PETS 911 today.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Holly, Holly Freeland with us, and you are with the Mid-Atlantic Reptile Show, is that correct?
That's right.
But you're able to answer questions on behalf of Mars, which is the Reptile and Amphibian Rescue.
That's right.
Okay, good. Well, it's exciting. You have a show coming up. September 17th, is that when it starts?
Yes, it's September 17th and 18th.
And where is it at?
It's at the Maryland State Fairgrounds, which is just north of Baltimore.
Okay, so you want to be listening up if you're listening on WCTR or WHFC, anywhere in the Baltimore area. If you plan to be in the Baltimore area, it's in Timonium, which is, I guess, the northern side of Baltimore. Is that correct?
Yes, it's the north side.
At the 4-H Hall, Saturday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 4:30, and then September 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A lot of things going on. Plus, I understand you have a special guest, Mark O'Shea, there, who's doesn't he do an Animal Planet show or something like that?
Yes, he does, and he's also written several books.
And he's introducing a book there, I understand, too.
Yes, it's called Venomous Snakes of the World, and he'll be selling the books and signing them and that sort of thing also, and he's going to be doing like a Q&A for people there and be a good opportunity to ask questions.
Reptiles and the Rainforest, an art exhibit. What's going on with that? What's that all about?
Well, each year we have a bunch of artwork that's done by kids, and we have a display of that at the show.
There's actually going to be reptiles there for sale?
Yes, we have about 170 tables, and different vendors are at the various tables selling their animals and supplies and books and food and all sorts of things.
And I just found out that Anita and Alan Saltzford, they've actually been on.
Oh, they've both been on the show.
Increased our reptile and herp listenership.
Yes, they have.
Twofold is what they've done. They're going to be signing books there. The book Confessions of a Turtle Wife, which is, of course, Anita's book.
Yeah, they've never been to our show before, so we're pretty excited that they're coming.
Their first time.
You're raising funds?
Yes, we raise money to buy rainforest and critical habitat, and we've purchased almost 3,000 acres at this point.
Wow.
Where is this land at?
It's in Costa Rica in three different areas.
I think that's great. And then also the Mars Reptile and Amphibian Rescue, where you've placed over 720 animals, reptiles, I assume, in adoptive homes, which is great. These animals, that there is a rescue for reptiles. What kind of reptiles do you have there, and can anyone adopt, and is there a website?
Yes, you can get an adoption application on our website, which is reptileinfo.com. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of ball pythons and boas, and Burmese pythons, and green iguanas, and savannah monitors.
How many do you have? What do you have?
What do I have myself?
Yes, you personally.
Well, I have a wide variety of pets. I have a couple skinks, and a couple leopard geckos, corn snakes. I have a tarantula.
Wow.
I have a hedgehog, a dog, a couple parrots.
And they all get along, huh?
Yeah.
You have a zoo.
So I was like, okay, check it out if you're in the Baltimore area, the Mid-Atlantic Reptile Show. It's the 13th annual.
Wow.
Saturday, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. September 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is there a website we can learn more at?
Yes, it's reptileinfo.com.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Have fun this year.
Okay, thank you.
Skank.
I don't know what a skink is.
You have to spay or neuter your skink. Well, let's see. We were supposed to announce a new edition, the last edition, in fact, for the No Name Giveaway, the summer giveaway, and actually you've decided we're going to push it off one more week.
We're building up the momentum. We want to keep them out there just excited and hanging on the edge of the seat, so we aren't going to reveal it until next week.
And the drawing's going to be live the first week in October, Saturday,
woo-hoo!
So you still have a chance to get in on this. You qualify by sending us your empty inkjet cartridges from your computer.
Everything but Epson.
And in fact, we'll actually send you the postage paid prepaid envelope.
It won't cost you a thing. All you do is call us at 1-866-405-8405.
We'll send you the cartridge, the envelope. You send us the cartridge, get qualified.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's real simple. You'll qualify Once for every four cartridges you send in, you can qualify as many times as you want. And the package is huge. I'll be real honest with you, folks. If I was to sit here and list off what's in the package, it would take 5 minutes of your life that you'll never get back. So just go to the website.
It's all up there.
Pictures. AnimalRadio.com. There's pictures. There's
information. Everything. All to go directly to their websites.
And, of course, there's the Samsung sports camcorder in there just to give you a little taste.
Of the great items that it includes. And there's stuff for your pet, too.
Yeah, well, it's a package for both you and your pet.
You can both enjoy it.
All you have to do is give us your spent inkjet cartridges. Now,
it's that easy.
If you haven't figured it out yet, we're on your favorite radio station. Yes, you may be listening to us on your favorite radio station right now, but we continue 24 hours a day.
No.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now we're on Live 365.
Woohoo!
Full time. We're your first full time animal programming in America. Why? Because
we can.
Yeah, basically. is
we want you to get your fix of animal radio. You can't get enough of us for this 1 or 2 hours. So.
Yeah, we've penetrated as many stations, radio stations, as we can. So now we need to move on.
Bigger and better.
Bigger
we're
and better.
Dominating the world.
The CNN of animals. Get all your Katrina information online. Listen to Animal Radio 24/7. Go to animalradio.com. And get all the information and hook up right there. If you get a pet this week, remember to
spay or neuter. Don't purchase your pet.
Yeah, don't go to any kind of breeder, okay?
No, you can find specific breeds at go to Breed Rescue. You can Google them online, find almost any kind of pet you want, or go to your local shelter.
You can even find them from our site at pets911.com. The link from our site at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Wow, you came back!
Yes, I've been here all along. What do you mean I came back?
I mean you, the listener, for another hour.
Oh, I thought you meant when I stepped out for the bathroom. Oh, never mind.
1-866-405-8405 is the number. We're checking in on Katrina and all the animals that were...
Lots of information. You can hear it all here. There's good and bad, unfortunately.
And we have it all for you. Breaking news as it happens. All you need to do is keep it right here. Hi, Animal Radio.
Hi. I'm wondering where I can contribute some money to the animal rescue.
Oh, very good.
For Katrina?
New Orleans, yeah, for Katrina.
Well, you know, there's a lot of organizations, and we actually have a list at our website at animalradio.com. But what the organization that we suggest is the one we just spoke to, which is the Texas SPCA. They're doing a wonderful job, and they can be found online at spca.org.
Okay, well, I'm not computer savvy.
I don't
have a computer.
You don't have a computer. Okay. You're one in it. You must be Pioneer Lady, huh?
Yes, Pioneer Lady.
Okay. Well, then, actually, I'll give you an address because they still take...
checks.
The old postal way.
Yes.
And that's 362 South Industrial Boulevard, and that's the Katrina Fund, and that is in Dallas, Texas, 75207, and we'll put that also at animalradio.com for those that are internet savvy and they want to send in a check that way. You can do that. You can also call them at 214-651-9611. Again, there are a lot of great organizations doing a lot of great work because there are a lot of animals, unfortunately, that end up get the raw end of the deal here. This is definitely one of the best organizations, and a few minutes ago you actually heard the head honcho.
We talked to the top
dog.
He's in
the pits. Actually helping out and with the animals and driving them around. So that would be a recommendation.
Oh, great.
Good stuff. Thank
That's
you
good
for
to hear.
Calling. I appreciate
you
calling.
Okay, well, thank you for all your help.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Learning from others and picking up habits from friends are some very common human tendencies, and according to some recent animal psychological studies, these tendencies are also shown in chimps. A Scottish professor, Andrew Whiten, and some U.S. colleagues wanted to see if chimps would learn something new from expert chimps, then pass the new method to others in the group. They privately taught some of the high-ranking female chimps how to get food out of a complicated device. The other chimps observed their senior female's technique and were generally quick to copy, showing that they can learn skills in the absence of human direction. I'm thinking this international nature study proves the complicated monkey-see-monkey-do theory. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people, too. Animal Radio.
I just want to tell you, with the earphones and your new Animal Radio t-shirt, you look dashing.
Do I look real official now?
You do look...
With my cat ears and my Animal Radio t-shirt.
The laugh in the background from Elise Lufkin. Hi, Elise. How you doing?
Hal, you're a little blurry on this phone.
And you know what? I'm a little blurry in real life. Let's see. Let me turn myself up a little bit, because I do hear it does sound blurry. But...
You're having more technical problems.
Well, no, I spilled coffee into the board last week.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm telling people that the equipment just blew up. I wasn't pointing fingers.
I'm telling them the truth.
No, I wasn't telling them the truth.
Anyway.
So we have a new piece of
equipment. So we had to put a new piece of equipment in.
Well, actually, you're sounding clearer now.
Good, good. Your book, awesome book, Found Dogs, Tales of Strays Who Landed on Their Feet. Great pictures, by the way. You didn't do the pictures, though, did you?
No, Diana Walker, who's a friend of mine who works for Time Magazine. She was the Time Magazine photographer at the White House for 20 years.
Oh, wow. You could tell she does something like Time Magazine, because they are just fabulous pictures. They really grab the emotion and the eyes and the feelings of these animals. And the stories that you put together, it brings it all together. And the stories... Tell our listeners a little bit about the stories that are inside, and a little bit about yourself.
Well, the stories are basically stories stories with black and white photographs illustrating them about abandoned animals, whether they were in shelters or just turned up on somebody's doorstep or followed some kid home, who have been adopted by someone and taken into their lives. And then what particularly interested me was the way that those dogs have kind of paid back and have enhanced that person's life. I worked as a volunteer in an animal shelter training, giving dogs obedience training to try to make them more adoptable. And I got very interested in the happy endings and the fact that a dog that has been abandoned by one person, really just like a used Kleenex, and, you know, people move or they say, oh, the dog is too much trouble. What often happens is you get an adorable puppy and then nobody bothers to train him and he turns into an unruly, difficult dog and then he's dumped many, many dogs.
Understand this mentality. I don't understand how someone gives up on an animal. We have Diablo Gato, Nike, who is probably the most troubled cat that I've ever known.
He's just got too much energy.
He's like a family member to me. Mm-hmm. And if I moved like a family member, I would take him. What is the separation for people that some people can just give up an animal when they move?
Like they're disposable.
And then the person that believes that they're family. What is it, an upbringing? What do you think is the criteria for one or the other?
Well, I think it is, and I think it says a lot about a sense of responsibility. I mean, I think that what you're saying is that when you adopt an animal, you've adopted him for life. You don't just say until, you know, things don't go so well anymore. A lot of people will bring an old dog and say in and leave him in a shelter and say, oh, he's too much trouble now. And it's just beyond me, really. I do think that a lot of it can be changed with younger children. I think that I'm a great believer in humane education, and there's several very good programs. I actually spoke to a group in Washington, D.C. this spring that's working. It's a cooperation between the Washington Humane Society and the D.C. public schools, where they combine visits to classrooms from volunteers who bring their animals in, and they read a lot. So it's combined kind of teaching empathy and compassion, but it's done through reading so that you're encouraging literacy at the same time. And I think those kind of programs really can be very effective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
These dogs that are brought into, you know, a second home, they seem to be grateful, do they not? They seem to understand that they've been given another chance.
Many people say that they say, oh, I'm the lucky one, and that they really do understand and that they think they, you know, they give back 110% and all of that. I would hesitate to say that right out front because I think it's a great mistake to have people thinking that adopting a dog is going to just be as easy as going in and getting a stuffed animal off the shelf. You know, and that's true with any dog, adopted or not adopted. You have to put time and energy and patience into the project, you know, if you want it to work out well.
Mm-hmm. It seems that these dogs who have found sort of a renaissance or a phoenix, they've found a new life, a new lease on life, and yet they're not angry at all that they were abandoned by somebody else. And the stories that you tell are the kind of stories that send shivers down my spine. And it's a great book. And there's also an accompaniment to that book, is there not?
Yes. After Found Dogs came out, I found that everywhere I went trying to promote the book, people would come up to me and say, oh, I love Found Dogs. It made me laugh. It made me cry. But wait till you hear my story, or wait till you hear my cousin's story. And so suddenly there was a whole book full of new stories, and they're still coming in today, really. It's amazing how one person leads you to another and how many great stories there are out there.
It really is. I'd like to go ahead and give away 10 copies of the book right now, Found Dogs, Tales of Strays Who Landed on Their Feet, 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. We so do appreciate you spending time with us today.
Well, I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
The celebrities that are in the book, Peter Mayle.
Yes, Peter Mayle adopted his first dog, or his first adopted dog, in France when he was in France writing one of the first of the Provence books, and then came back to Long Island while the book was being published, I guess, and adopted another one.
Also Jamie Lee Curtis, too.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, yes. Jamie Lee Curtis has had many adopted dogs over the course of her life. We have one in Found Dogs, and then she adopted another one very thoughtfully just before Second Chances came out, so she's in that book too. She actually wrote the foreword for Second Chances as well, believer in saving animals.
Which is great. I love to hear stories like that. Thanks so much, Elise, for spending time with us today. Elise Lufkin, Found Dogs, Tales of Strays Who Landed on Their Feet.
Thank you.
Coming up next week, Dr. Richard Pitcairn.
Ooh.
Very excited about that.
Yes, great interview.
Yeah, what a coup that's got to be. And there's a new book. We'll have something to give away next week. Still to come this hour, we'll be talking with Lane Nemeth again. She's the one that does the Tupperware parties for animals with pet toys and such.
Oh, it seems like a lot of fun. I'd love to have one.
We'll also be talking about parrots. The similarities between Katrina and Animal Radio.
There you have it.
You know what the similarities are, of course. Katrina, the big hurricane, came along, screwed things up, right? Animal Radio, I came along, dumped coffee in the board. And now we're 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Woohoo! 24/7, you can get your fix of Animal Radio. Go to our website at animalradio.com.
We're real tired, so you might as well listen. Just show us you care, okay? We'll be back in just a moment with some more Katrina information. Yes, there is a new disease, unfortunately, called lepto. And Dr. Jim will have information about that coming up next right here on Animal Radio.
Give your pet the very best from head to tail. VMX Pet Vantage is a premium brand available only at pet stores, committed to providing your pets with superior innovative products. From toys to shampoos and conditioners to oral hygiene, nobody can compare to VMX Pet Vantage. For instance, did you know that the Veterinary Dental Society has determined that 80% of dogs over the age of 3 have periodontal disease? VMX Pet Vantage oral hygiene products can help. Take the VMX Pet Vantage electric toothbrush. It reduces tartar by 85% and plaque by 33% after just 3 weeks. How about rawhide? The VMX Pet Vantage flavor infused chew dent is not dipped or sprayed with flavor. Flavor is infused throughout the chew. This provides long lasting flavor, which entices your dog to chew longer and increases the dental health benefit. And when chewed, it reduces plaque by 54%. So look for the VMX Pet Vantage products at your favorite pet store. VMX Pet Vantage, the very best from head to tail.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new steps for pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169
for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, September 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And it should be known that commercial you just heard for the San Diego Pet Expo, it has been moved to December 10th and 11th. We just don't have the new commercial yet.
We'll get it, though.
Same broadcast, same thing, Del Mar Fairgrounds. It's all good, just moving it to a different date. Dr. Jim is with us right now.
Across the country, veterinarians are seeing more of a bacterial disease all dog owners and outdoor enthusiasts should be aware of, leptospirosis. This bacterial disease affects humans and their pet friends and causes a wide range of symptoms, including flu-like illness and even kidney damage. Lepto is caused by exposure to water where pets and wildlife have been.
We have seen several cases of lepto in our hospital. Most of them do get better with aggressive antibiotic therapy.
The incidence of leptospirosis is on the rise with urban children and people who work outdoors or with animals. It's also being seen more frequently in our family dogs.
Prevention is the key, and for that, we have a very effective vaccination.
Dr. Jasek recommends all dogs at risk be vaccinated for lepto at the time they get their regular booster shots. And she recommends having your pet examined at least twice a year.
I'm Dr. Jim Humphreys reporting for Animal Radio.
Dr. Jim, one of those diseases you must watch out for, especially in areas, hurricane-ravaged areas.
Yes, with all the floods and the water, you've got to be very careful.
And you can get all the latest information online at animalradio.com. I'm actually looking at it now. It's where we get all our information.
Yeah.
Where I get all my information.
That's where I get all mine, but I don't know who puts it up there. But,
well, Pets 911 puts up a lot of information. They
have
adoptable pet listings, lost and found listings.
Great information. A lot of information.
Spay and neuter resources if you're looking for a pet in your area. Plus, they're starting that pet alert thing very soon, which is great if you lose your pet.
It's equivalent to the Amble alert for children, and it's now the pet alert for animals.
Well, let's see. It's getting near the end of September here, and of course that means our long summer giveaway is reaching its conclusion.
No. It's been so much fun. I love all the testing, all the items and all the packages that we've got into the studio.
Sure do have a lot of boxes, I'll tell you that. And many of them filled up with cartridges. You sent us your spent empty inkjet cartridges.
Everything but your Epsons.
And we get you qualified for the no-name giveaway. We turn your trash into cash.
Yes.
Can you imagine just sending us your cartridges and all of a sudden you have a Samsung SCX-105L sports camcorder?
Amazing. You know, anybody who doesn't send them in has got to be out of their mind. This is a great package, a great way to do it. It doesn't cost you a thing. We'll even send you the postage prepaid envelope. All you have to do is call 1-866-405-8405. We'll send you the prepaid envelope. You send the cartridges. You get qualified for this great package.
Okay, let me tell you what's in the package. We have the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
We have the Steps for Pets Cat Condo or Doghouse.
From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets Package.
From eSafetyAlert.com, it's a safety turtle receiver and transmitter.
From StonesOfGlass.com, the Sun Catcher.
From Puppy Paws, we have the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet or the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
From Samsung Electronics, the SCX-105L Sports Camcorder.
From the Lunar Embassy, there's two parcels of land on Venus, Mars, or the Moon, your choice. We're also throwing in some Farnham Comfort Zone with Feel Away for cats and Perfect Mood Detector by Takara for their traveling. And for dogs, we're throwing in the Farnham Comfort Zone with DAP and the Lighted Leash by Polybright.
From Fat Cat, of course their mission is to make people and pets laugh, a cat's package, which includes a matching purple line of bed, blanket, bowls, placemat, Big Mama's scratchy box and zoom around the room catnip, three appetizers for dogs, the matching blue dog line of bed, blanket, two bowls, placemat, three crackler toys. It's pretty amazing. And something special from Hearts.
It's a huge basket. It includes the VMX Pet Vantage Oral Hygiene Package, which includes electric toothbrush and chew dent and NutriClean shoes. Also, the VMX Pet Vantage Playtime, which includes the Flexifoam dog toys and pullable dog toys. Also, the VMX Pet Vantage Essential Botanicals, which is beautifying shampoo for your dogs and Tearless Puppy Shampoo. And then finally, but not least, is the VMX Pet Vantage Essentials Pet and Clean, which is fragrance, tacky mints, and pre-moistened bath mints.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Gosh, what a package.
I wanted to throw in, from my personal collection, the Tony La Russa signed baseball and the Tippi Hedren signed headshot.
Woohoo!
Which I've been holding on to for a while.
Tony, but these aren't the final.
No, these
items.
Aren't the finals. You
okay.
Have one more package I guess you're going to announce next week.
Next week. Listen in for the big and final package.
And of course, it is up to you to get qualified now by sending us your empty inkjet cartridges. Remember, all the details, pictures, everything you could possibly want to know about anything in the entire world is actually at
animalradio.com.
They don't believe me when I say that.
Go and find out for yourselves if you don't believe us.
There's some great video up there. There's just everything you want to know about your pet, about our guests, about the contest, about Animal Radio. If you want to listen to us 24 hours a day,
woohoo!
7 days a week, get the latest information and news compiled by Pets 911 and a bunch of great resources. AnimalRadio.com is the website you want to be to.
And if there's something up there or something not up there that you would like to hear or to see, call us or email us.
We actually answer our own phone calls. Someone
yes,
was amazed that we do that.
We answered it, yes. You can call us at 1-866-405-8405.
Or email us at yourvoice@animalradio.com. Animal Radio is brought to you by Steps for Pets, the official cat condo and dog mansion of Animal Radio Network. Yes, we endorse it because, well, it's just good stuff. Besides, they stand behind all their work. Check out the Steps for Pets cat condo at Animal Radio's webcam. $169, free shipping. You simply won't find a better deal. StepsForPets.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Samsung. Whoa, mama, it's the new SCX-105L sports camcorder. Half the size of my brain.
That's not saying much.
That's what I'm saying. The external remote lens and mounting gear included for hands-free shooting. Attach it to whatever you want. MPEG-4 video format, perfect for transferring to PC or posting online. Multifunctionality, I'm telling you. It's also a digital still camera, MP3 player, voice recorder, data storage, a webcam. and maybe you could make it into a tax deduction. It's the SCX-105L from Samsung. Check it out.
Animal Radio is brought to you by stonesofglass.com. Your personalized custom-etched sun catcher is made by our artists from your photograph. Names or text can even be added. Mixed breeds, cats, dogs, reptiles, horses, ferrets, anything from your favorite photo can become a piece of glass art. stonesofglass.com.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by Apacatin. Does your cat or dog have chronic kidney disease? Now you can help your pet feel better and live longer with Apacatin, a great tasty nutritional supplement that supports normal kidney function. Ask your veterinarian about Apacatin, the renal function protectant.
Comfort Zone with DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane and just to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps in the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Nikki Moustaki with us, author of Parrots for Dummies. You know, some people are tough to get in touch with. Bob Barker, no problem. Ed Asner, no problem. Nikki Moustaki. This is our third try. It's
I'm
worth
a busy
it.
Girl.
I'll tell you, the book is great. The book is, I'm a cat lover, I'm a dog lover, and you've made me a parrot lover.
Oh, excellent.
It's kind of interesting. First of all, do parrots get along with cats?
It depends on the cat.
Yeah?
I often say, even if a cat's blind, deaf, and has, like, three legs, it shouldn't be around birds. But that being said, I've had cats my whole life, and they've never bothered my birds.
They're actually smarter. The birds are probably smarter than the cats. Probably,
I would say so.
They play
but cat
them.
Lovers won't.
Yes.
Agree with that.
Wait a minute. I don't like the way this is going.
Well, the book talks about just exactly what it says, Parrots for Dummies, and it talks about the length of time that one of these birds can live. If you were to get a bird now, let's say I'm pushing 40. I obviously should think about, when I die, I guess, huh? Who's going to take care of the bird? Arrangements like that, huh?
Right. People often make trust for their birds, and it's something that's happening more and more. However, there's fewer and fewer places that are able to take the volume of birds that actually need homes. So it's definitely a consideration.
So
you want to definitely get something with a lifespan that's going to, that you would outlive, although it's sad, but it's kind of what you have to do with an animal.
Well, are there different birds that have different lifespans?
In general, the smaller the bird, the shorter the lifespan. It seems that the larger birds tend to live, they can live 80-plus years, and then the kind of medium, you'll get 50 maybe, and then the medium to small will be like 30, and it goes down from there.
I'm looking in your book this picture of a yellow macaw. Yellow-collar macaw, beautiful bird. How long does a bird like that last?
Upwards of 60 or 70 years if they're really well taken care of.
60 to 70 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So would you recommend, instead of going to a breeder, there must be some kind of a bird rescue or someplace where you can adopt these
birds?
Well,
there's tons and tons of bird rescues out there, and there are actually more homeless birds than there are homes.
Oh, so it would be really good to go to a bird rescue if you wanted one, huh?
It definitely would be a great thing to do. The problem with that is that you're often getting birds that have issues. So it has to be, it's something you have to consider. The same thing if you went to get a dog, an adult dog from a shelter.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of issues?
You have to be able to deal with, the issues that are going to come up.
And what kind of issues do parrots have?
biting, screaming, plucking the feathers, all kinds of stuff. And it's all behavioral, or most of it is anyway.
And can you change that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last time I talked to you, you had a bird that had a little, I wouldn't call it a problem, but a little thing it liked to do with your keyboard.
Oh, I have a little lovebird that likes to. I keep him in the office sometimes when I type, and he likes to jump down on the keyboard and pull the keys off. So it's kind of, sometimes I have to just put him away.
Any particular letters?
Oh, no. Just, not in general. I think the last time when I was speaking with Judy, he had taken the backspace off.
So I guess you clip their wings, is that correct?
I actually don't, but it is a process that most people do. Because they don't want their birds to fly away, or it's in general, if you have a bird you need to tame, it is important to clip the wings.
And why don't you?
I prefer my birds flighted.
And why is that?
It's kind of a controversy.
Is it more humane that they're able to fly around?
I can't say it's more humane. I mean, for me personally, I think it's more humane for my birds.
Mm-hmm.
Birds are meant to fly. They're creatures of boundless space, and they aren't meant to be clipped. However, there are some birds that may need to be. So it's on a case-by-case basis.
I worked for a vet in California who started a new technique called stripping of the wings.
What's that?
Well, they actually, instead of clip it, they actually strip the, I'm not sure with the technical terms, but they take the wing and they strip all the feathers off without actually clipping. It was called wing stripping.
Sounds just as kind of
strange. Well, I know you can pull feathers out, and a lot of times people that show their birds will pull feathers out,
mm-hmm.
and the feathers grow right back.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, you're preventing the bird from flying.
Yeah.
Which is that's the controversy.
That's the issue.
So what other kind of things would we find in the book? Do you have information?
Well, I see parrot behavior made simple.
There you go. A very complicated thing made simple.
Do you have information on how to select the right type of bird for yourself?
Yes, I've got a chapter on selecting birds. I think the most important chapter in the book, honestly, is the nutrition chapter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because most people don't really realize that parrots are actually very difficult to feed correctly.
You don't feed them just sunflower seeds.
No, exactly. You don't just go grab a bag from the store and feed it. So it's a lot more complicated than most people think, which is why people think, oh, birds live 50 years or 60 years. But really, birds live a third of their life or less in most homes, and it's usually due to nutrition.
Wow.
Problems. Yeah.
How much does it cost to properly feed with the proper nutrition a bird?
It really depends on the size of the bird. Obviously, a smaller bird, you're going to feed it less than a larger bird. But it's really the variety. You have to feed a huge, wide variety of foods.
Like what? Besides seed, like what else?
Like, oh, gosh, I feed, like, apple and kale and corn mm-hmm. and grapes. And I put a whole bunch of stuff from the health food store. Like, I put grapefruit seed extract in the water. And
I bet you eat a lot better because...
I do, actually. There's a lot more fruits and vegetables in the house than there normally would be.
How many birds do you have?
I have 4 right now.
Uh-huh.
And I've had, that's dwindled down from like, you know, in the hundreds when I lived in South Florida and I was just taking in everybody's birds. And now that I live in New York City, I'm down to a minimum.
Well, it's a great bird. It's a great pet for like New York City where you have very limited room, I would imagine.
It is, but then again, it's really the care that the owner is going to give the animal, no matter where it is.
I'm looking at the picture of beak wiping on page 199. It's very cute. What is beak wiping?
Oh, they get their beaks messy and they don't, you know, they can't like lift up a little napkin with their foot. I guess they could. But they just wipe it on the perch, so the perches get really messy and every week you have to clean it. And they're not the cleanest animals, I got to say.
It's a very informative book. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of information in there.
They're not the cleanest of animals. What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, right now if you walked into my living room, since I haven't swept today, you would notice seed scattered all over the floor. And sometimes there's poo, which does...
They fly free in your place, I take it.
I mean, when they're out of the cages, like when I'm home, they are.
Yes.
And so they will do things.
Well, cats,
you know,
are messy, too.
And dog? It's a matter of, it's an everyday job, cleaning and making sure...
Animals, you know, and children are messy.
Exactly. It's just something you have to deal with when you get it, you know.
Parrots for Dummies, we have 10
We have 10 copies.
10 copies to give away. I'll tell you, I was going to say, if you're a parrot lover or thinking of getting a parrot, give me a call, 1-866-405-8405. But geez, if you're even on the edge, this is one of those books. I mean, seriously, I'm considering this.
Are you?
They look like wonderful, wonderful pets. Wonderful animals, very colorful, very intelligent, fun animals.
And they're definitely incredibly entertaining, but what people don't realize is that you have to entertain the bird twice as much as it's entertaining you. So it really is a job.
It is a job, okay. Well, I'm going to read through the book. If you want to pick up on a copy, we have 10 copies, 1-866-405-8405. Otherwise, Parrots for Dummies is available just about anywhere in that cool yellow and black label. A great book. You've done a fine job. Nikki, we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Give your pet the very best from head to tail. VMX Pet Vantage is a premium brand available only at pet stores, committed to providing your pets with superior innovative products. From toys to shampoos and conditioners to oral hygiene, nobody can compare to VMX Pet Vantage. For instance, did you know that the Veterinary Dental Society has determined that 80% of dogs over the age of 3 have periodontal disease? VMX Pet Vantage oral hygiene products can help. Take the VMX Pet Vantage electric toothbrush. It reduces tartar by 85% and plaque by 33% after just 3 weeks. How about rawhide? The VMX Pet Vantage flavor infused chew dent is not dipped or sprayed with flavor. Flavor is infused throughout the chew. This provides long lasting flavor, which entices your dog to chew longer and increases the dental health benefit. And when chewed, it reduces plaque by 54%. So look for the VMX Pet Vantage products at your favorite pet store. VMX Pet Vantage, the very best from head to tail.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new steps for pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
For years I saved for college, then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of debt and credit card bills, barely able to get by.
It's not like we bought everything we saw. It was a problem. We just didn't think it would ever get this bad.
Call Genesis Financial now and see how soon you can be debt-free. 800-709-4397. 800-709-4397.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, September 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And once again, that commercial just now for the San Diego Pet Expo and Comfort Zone
The dates have been changed. It is now December 10th and 11th.
Same good place, same good channel. We'll still be broadcasting live, just a new date from the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Find out all the details at animalradio.com. Lane Nemeth, you remember her? She's no stranger. Friend, another person putting something together for...
She's helping the animals of Katrina.
Hi, Lane.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. We have Lane Nemeth, no stranger to Animal Radio, on the phone with us. And if you had a chance to listen to her last time she was on the show, we found out that Tupperware parties for animals actually exist.
What a great idea. I love it.
It's working so well. People are so receptive to the education and the knowledge and the product. It's really exciting.
What a fun way.
Yeah, what are the little parties about? Explain to the listeners that are hearing this for the first time what it's all about.
Well, essentially what we do, you know, I use the same format I used in my prior business, which was Discovery Toys. And when I started Pet Lane, I started it because I started understanding all of the things that I didn't know, because my daughter, who is part of the company, is absolutely a fanatic about her beautiful Cavalier.
Uh-huh.
And she started teaching me. I didn't know enough about food. And I mean, I've had dogs and cats all my life and thought I was a great pet parent, found out I wasn't. So after doing a lot of research, we started putting together the top health, safety, fun, wellness, food, you know, whatever we could either invent or give them the very best that was in existence for dogs and cats, and a little bit for birds.
How wonderful.
Yeah, and we tried to teach other pet parents what we've learned, basically. So at a party, it's a combination of fun and education.
Do you find more men are now joining in these parties, or is it still basically women like the old Tupperware parties?
No, it's really interesting. There's a lot of couples who not only join the parties, there's a lot of couples who join the company as pet advisors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of couples.
So if somebody wants to host a party, is there a website? There's got to be a website.
Oh, sure. It's www.petlane.com. And right now, if they're willing and interested, we are donating 35% of any what we call a Katrina party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of really frightened and upset and appalled by the fact that nobody could take their animals with them.
Yes.
You know, we wouldn't say leave your child behind.
No.
But in essence, that's what they're doing. So after a lot of research, we found the Humane Society probably has the most clout and the most resource to really get in there and try to do something immediate. So anybody who wants to give a party for us for Katrina and is willing to donate their host credit, the pet advisor will donate her commission, and we will donate 10% of the proceeds. So it's 35% will go from that party directly to the Humane Society.
It sounds good. Very and perfectly good. Timed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate this. I think everybody's coming together for Katrina in their own little way, and I appreciate you doing this. We're actually going to give... What are we giving away?
It is such a unique toy. I actually used my early childhood knowledge to create it, thinking that dogs think about like a 2-2.5-year-old. They need a lot of stimulation. Frankly, I don't think most of our dogs get enough. So we invented a toy that is a star shape, and it's made out of very heavy, I can't think of the material, like duck
mm-hmm.
And canvas, and then lambswool around the edge. And each side of the star has something different for the dog to chew on. There might be a hard, like foam, there might be a crunchy, there might be a squeaker, there might be a bell. So it's what we're finding is they don't tear this apart. they're so intrigued. I think what they're intrigued about is trying to find where the squeaker is, and they go round and round and round, and it's selling like crazy. It's been written up in a bunch of magazines because dogs are wild about it.
If somebody wants to get to host a party and start doing this, how much does it cost to really get started up as sort of a career doing this?
$299.
How much?
$299.
Well, you came up with a figure pretty damn fast.
Well, that you have to. For that, you get $600 worth of product.
Wow!
Plus all the paperwork you need and free training.
Uh-huh. So, That's a great deal.
Yeah, I wish I could start a business for $299.
Well, it cost you $5,000 to start this,
didn't approximately.
Yeah.
Add a few more zeros.
Yeah.
And we also have a dozen of the Hidden Treasure treat balls that we're going to be giving away also.
Okay. That also came from the same place. Dogs need stimulation, and when we leave them, they're really, you know, they can get destructive just because they're lonely.
Yeah, they can get stressed out, very anxious.
Yes, yep. And we suggest you hide a few of these around the house with treats or kibble, and they'll take time to go root them out. And then they have to first figure out, once they find the toy, how do they get the treat out of the treat ball.
Very good.
That's a great idea. I love that. Okay, petlane.com is the site.
Yes.
If you want to pick up on some of the goodies that Lane's going to give away right now, 1-866-405-8405. $299 to get in, starting these parties. I'm telling you, I had the time, if I wasn't working 28 hours a day, this is something I would do. If somebody like me is working a lot and they want to sort of spread it out, could they do that? Could they work part-time doing this?
You know, the beauty about a company like ours is that you can do one party a month, 10 parties a month. It's entirely, we set no goals for you. We just encourage you to set your own goals and then support whatever it is that you wish to do.
So you really set your sales goals when you start?
You set your own, and then we say, you know, whatever it is, I don't care. I want you to feel successful. You define success, and we'll help you get there.
This is great.
See ya, Hal. I got a new business over here.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, petlane.com is the website. We appreciate what you're doing for Katrina and the pet potties, PAWTIES. I love that. For Katrina pet vet victims, we appreciate everybody that's lending a helping hand for all that's going on down there.
Yeah,
a very
mess.
Tough time. Well, yes. What a mess.
Oh, my goodness.
We're just hearing more and more horror stories. It's not ending.
And, of course, the thing about being a 24/7 animal channel now is we need to report on the news. And we have breaking news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Thank you so much, Lane, for spending some time with us.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to be back.
Your breaking news all week long
right
at animalradio.com. Isn't it unbelievable?
24/7, 365 days a year. Get your fix.
Head on over to animalradio.com to hook on right now and tell your friends about it, okay? Remember, if you get your pet this week,
spay or neuter. And don't purchase a pet. You can go to a specific breed rescue if you're looking for a specific dog, or just go down to your local shelter and pick up that cute little mutt that's looking for a home.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.